In this episode of the On.NET Show, we have Brian P coming on to show us how we can build games with .NET using the MonoGame framework. Check it out. Welcome to another episode of the On.NET Show, and with me today, I have my good friend Brian P coming back. How you doing, Brian?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty good, man. So what do you have to talk to us about today?
I thought today we talk about MonoGame. We talked about Unity last time, so let's try a different framework this time for game development.
So MonoGame. So what is MonoGame?
So MonoGame, it actually started as an open source implementation of XNA.
XNA.
So if you remember XNA from a million years ago, it was a framework that Microsoft had put out for, at the original release was for Windows and Zune, I think. And then later also had an Xbox 360 version, which is really what everyone is excited about, to be able to put games on their Xbox way back when.
Is the Zune like that little iPhone thing?
Music player, yeah.
Can we say that? The little thing?
It was our iPod, I believe.
Our iPod.
Yeah, yep.
Got it.
So yeah, you could run that before we had phone, and then it was later ported to phone as well, so you could do Windows Phone games in addition. So this is an open source one-to-one mapping API. So if you have a game that was written in XNA, you can literally open this up in MonoGame and pretty much without changes get that compiling and running for all the platforms that MonoGame supports now.
So I remember before, like, we used to talk a lot about DirectX and stuff like that. Like, how is that similar to DirectX or on the same APIs or anything, or something completely different?
What's great is it abstracts away all the DirectX stuff, so you don't need to worry about it. So MonoGame supports 2D and 3D. It support, I mean, any image or model type you're going to throw at it, it's going to support. But instead of you managing index buffers and vertex buffers and whatnot inside of DirectX, you know, you're going to get a nice object that's going to handle that. So you're going to use it from a C# object. So you don't necessarily need to know what the internals of DirectX are. It's going to hide all that away from you, and you're going to deal with it at a much higher level.
Got it. And so when I'm writing my MonoGame application, I'm guessing I could use C#, or I could also use C++ and like...
It's actually C# only. You might be able to get it to work with VB and F#.
Oh, really?
Like it's all .NET, so you should be able to use any language, but the officially supported language is C#.
Okay, awesome. And then it runs on, I'm guessing, .NET, .NET Core 2, or just like full framework?
Runs on full framework right now. If you're developing for iOS or Android, it runs on Xamarin.
So on Mono proper.
On Mono proper, yep. Yeah. But it goes through the same old process to turn it into the native binary on those platforms, however that works.
Sure.
And they're working on a WebAssembly version, so you'll be able to export that out. It currently uses bridge.net. There's kind of an experimental version of that, which we can show later. And they're also working on .NET Core support, and they have it running with Core RT today, but also planning on getting it up with Core proper soon.
Cool. So what are some of the, like, you know, I like playing games, right?
Who doesn't?
I'm sure you like playing games,
I do.
So, like, what are some of the popular games that I should check out that have used MonoGame?
Sure, yeah. I got a slide here. This is the MonoGame showcase slide. If you go to monogame.net/showcase, you can see a whole list of titles that you may or may not have played or have heard of. Like, Axiom Verge was a huge game a couple of years ago.
I remember that game.
Yeah, it's like a Metroidvania is what I think the genre that we call it. Right. So kind of this hybrid of Metroid and Castlevania. Nice little platformer game. 100% MonoGame runs on PlayStation 4, runs on this. There's a Switch version now. It's on Xbox One. Really popular game, Bastion, which came out a few years ago, another super popular game.
I played
that.
Yeah. And I know Bastion runs not only just on consoles, but it runs in, like, I think the first time I played it was in a web browser.
Okay. It could be. I know it as a 360 game. That was the first time I played it a million years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic game.
Got it.
Celeste is probably one of the newest ones, which actually won a bunch of awards in the last year. Really fun, but super hard platformer game.
Yeah.
Where you are running and jumping and dashing in order to avoid spikes and collect objects. But a game that is super popular. Fez, which came out a few years ago, also won a ton of awards. So, I mean, it's used to make a lot of games that are available today and that have been available in the last couple of years. So
that's pretty cool. So I could do mobile games, I could do PlayStation, Xbox games.
Yep. Pretty much anything you can think of that you would want to support, MonoGame will export it to, much like Unity.
Great. Awesome. So what about the developer experience? Like, what's the tooling like? Like, what do I need to install? What do I need to have on my machine? Like, how do I get started with that?
So this is different. So what I always try to think of this as, Unity is very visual. Mm-hmm. So when you want to create and you want to lay out your levels, or you want to, you know, if you're doing a 3D game and you want to look at your models and place them in a scene, you're building scenes and then you're writing some code in order to drive that scene. Mm-hmm. Take that and flip it. And that's how Monogame works. Monogame is very code specific. It's very code heavy. It's code first.
Yeah.
So the only tooling you really need is Visual Studio. If you are editing models or graphics or sound files, and you're going to need Photoshop or whatever tools you're comfortable with, Maya for 3D, whatever it happens to be. But in terms of, like, there's no visual editor for Monogame. There's no, I'm going to drag and drop my character and put him here, and then I'm going to write a script against it. You are saying, when you drag your image file into your project, there's this content pipeline thing that runs that kind of turns that into a version of the image that Monogame knows how to deal with.
Yeah.
And then in addition, hands you a C# object that wraps that.
Oh, okay.
So every image is now a texture 2D object.
Right.
So you can then take that and say, all right, well, I want to put that texture 2D at position X, Y on my screen. And every frame, I'm going to move it across the screen.
You can update it and move it and have my character jump or whatever the case is.
But the only time you see it is when you press F5 in Visual Studio and run the game. You know, you're compiling and running and actually seeing it as the game is being played.
So it's literally like a code run debug type.
Exactly, type flow, right?
There's no live editor. There's no live like UI refresh view type thing.
Exactly that.
But
exactly
you that. You have full control because you're using code, you're writing code.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very thin layer that Monogame gives you in terms of code, which we can go into the sample there a little bit. But it's very light. There's no, there's no physics engine. There's no, there's nothing there. You're building everything. I mean, there are physics engines that you can download and
incorporate into your project.
Exactly. Yep. But it's not like something like Unity where, everything that you plop on the screen has like a rigid body and you can check a box and say, well, this now responds to gravity and things like that. You're going to write that.
Got it.
In Mono.
So as you're saying that, I'm kind of wondering, like, what's the learning curve like for me as somebody that I'm not a professional game developer, but maybe I want to tinker a little bit. Like, is it something that's relatively easy for me to pick up?
I think so. I mean, if you are familiar with C#,
and
you're familiar with just the concepts of like a game loop.
Yeah.
So, a game loop is a thing that's always running, and basically you're going to...
Like update your UI, pretty much.
Yeah, it's always this concept of update and draw. Update is where you move the stuff, you do your physics calculations, you handle input from the controller, and the draw is where you're actually going to, now I've calculated where everything's supposed to be, I'm now actually going to plop all that on the screen.
I'm going to move it, I'm going to put it somewhere, or
exactly.
I'm going to move like some of the my environmental assets and things of that nature.
Exactly. Like in a scrolling game, you're going to move the background, you're going to move the character forward. If someone pressed the A button, you're going to start the jump animation.
Got it.
So if you know those basic concepts, to actually get, especially with a 2D game, to get something up on the screen is...
It's relatively...
Simple, yeah. I mean, you know XY coordinate system.
Yeah.
I have this image. I want to put it here on this XY, and I want to move it and draw it. That's all it is.
Okay.
When you get into 3D, it gets a little obviously more complicated because you need to deal with cameras and shaders and stuff like that. But even basic 3D, if you don't have to deal with shaders, if you just want to... I have a thing that I pulled out of Maya or Blender, and I want to get it on the screen.
Yeah.
It's also pretty easy to do in Monogame.
Cool, awesome. Well, I know you brought some demos for us, so why don't we take a look and see, like, really quickly, like, what this looks like.
Yep, so I have a really simple game, and I wrote this a while ago for build some year. I don't even remember which. I'll run it first so we can see it, and then I can dig into a little bit of the code here. So this is a simple Pac-Man-style game, maze-style game here.
I love Pac-Man.
Everybody loves Pac-Man. So this is, we showed this off originally for Xbox Live integration.
Okay.
So you can see there's an achievements and a leaderboard here, and I don't have that hooked up right now.
Okay.
But you can very easily integrate Xbox Live with Monogame.
Sure.
So if you click start here, to get off the title screen, I'm the blue guy, the enemy is the red guy. He will chase me around the screen while I run around, grab dots, and if I get the flashing icons in the corners, I get more points.
Oh, nice.
So
you know we're recording this, right? So make sure you don't lose.
I'm pretty good at it. Most people think that the red monster is a little too aggressive, but that's fun.
Okay.
So that's a simple game, and if I get eaten, I get eaten, and then life counter goes down by one, and you start over.
And you do it again.
Yep.
Got it.
Pretty simple game, all 2D, all assets that a friend of mine, Joey Buchek, I always have to give him credit, and David Wallerman for the music. Sorry.
Nice. Okay.
So this is what I always tell people. People always ask me, like, what do you do for images and assets? I'm like, well, there are packs you can download, but also just make friends with a really good artist and a really good musician, and you're all set, which is how my life worked out.
Take him out for dinner one day, and he'll draw you, like, some nice graphics.
Exactly. That's how it works.
Nice.
So how is this written? This is a little more complicated of a game because it's multiple screens. You've got a title screen and the game screen, and mm-hmm. we had the leaderboard screen and the achievement screen, which I didn't go into, but all those things exist.
Sure.
But the basic framework of Monogame, mm-hmm. after you install it, you'll get a new template inside of Visual Studio, so File, New, mm-hmm. Monogame, Monogame Project, and there are different projects. So there's one for Windows 10, there's one for cross-platform, Windows, yeah. Linux, Mac, there's one for iOS and Android. So you choose okay. whichever project you want. Yeah. And you'll get what is essentially, and this goes back to the XNA days, there are five methods that you need to know about. There's initialize, which is the very first thing that gets run.
Sure.
There's load content, unload content, which you can see I'm kind of misusing them a little bit, but load content is where you load all your assets you need for this scene. Unload is what's going to get called when that scene is over and you need to dump them out of memory.
Okay.
Update and draw. So every Monogame game has those five methods, and what you do inside of those is what is how you create your game.
Okay. So is this like the main app events, or is this like a per, what's that word, like a per scene or per assets?
This is the whole game. This is okay. at the very topmost level.
Okay.
So inside of, for example, update and draw, if you have multiple scenes, you have a title screen and a game screen.
Sure.
You need to like maintain the state. Well, which screen am I on, and then which okay. one of these am I going to update, and which one am I going to draw?
Okay.
In terms of update and draw, which are the most important, you'll notice that these both get what's called a game time. And a game time will tell you how much time elapsed since the last frame. And you can have it lie to you and always tell you, well, if you're running at 60 frames per second, well, mm-hmm. 16.666 milliseconds elapsed since the last frame.
Right.
Or you can do what's called wall time. So no, it'll actually tell you how much time elapsed.
Okay.
And you use which one is appropriate for your game. And the reason for this is you're doing physics. You know, your character's jumping.
Yeah.
If your game is doing a lot of stuff that's computationally expensive, you might not be able to get an update call every frame. You might not get a draw call every single frame.
Yeah.
You remember like back in the old NES and Genesis days where you'd be playing a game and you get a lot of enemies on screen and the game would just kind of slow down?
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm. and the more enemies that come, like the slower the game goes.
Exactly. So that's a thing with video games. I mean, it's just kind of having there was a hardware yeah. limitation here. You might just be doing too much that right. can't be processed in one frame.
Right.
So you need to know how much time elapsed so that you can move the character the right amount on mm. the screen okay. so that it looks smooth. Because otherwise right. it might look jerky like those old games did.
Yeah.
In this case, you can
control that. The smoothness.
Exactly. You can use that game time to actually get an accurate calculation. So as you're calculating velocities and acceleration, it's correct.
Got it. Okay.
And then the other, I mean, those are the main things, and there are APIs. Again, you can go look at documentation on Monogame's site or even our old XNA documentation. It's the same. For how do I draw something to the screen? Well, if I go into my game screen here, and we'll scroll way down to the draw method.
So quick question. So yep. I'm looking at your folder structure here.
Yep.
You have animations, data, drawables, things like that. Is there any enforced folder structure?
None.
Or those are just names that you created yourself?
Just for my own organization.
Okay.
Yep. The animations have the codes that drive.
Okay.
The code that drives all the different animation types. Sure. Drawables are like the sprites for the game. So
yeah. So you can call
player,
it whatever you want and
whatever you want.
Put it anywhere else.
Yep.
But like particularly this particular project is like a shared project that's used across like your different platform.
Yes.
Like your platform specific exports, I guess.
Yes, and one of the things that I do is if I'm doing a cross-platform game, I'll use our old-school Visual Studio shared project.
Okay.
And I put all of the game code in there. Mm-hmm. And so then when I want to do the Windows version, I reference that just like Visual Studio, you do sure. a project reference to shared, so it pulls in all the game, mm-hmm. and then you write the Windows-specific implementation
Got it.
Inside that project.
Got it.
So I have a universal Windows 10, a cross-platform, and an Android, which have very little code in them themselves. They're sure. all using the shared project.
Right. Because that's where all of your core logic and I'm guessing like physics.
Everything. Everything is in there. Yep.
Got it.
So like when I want to draw something on the screen, and I think that's where I was going and I got sidetracked there. I can find a sprite batch. Let's pull one of these up here. So you've got an image, you've loaded it from disk, mm-hmm. it's in memory, how do I get it to the screen? There's an object called sprite batch, which does exactly what it sounds like. It batches sprites and shoves okay. them over to the video card.
Yeah.
So every sprite batch object, you create a sprite batch object, and there's a draw method. What do I want to draw? Well, I'm going to draw the image, and there's a bunch of parameters. Where is it going to go on the screen? What's the XY position? If I want to shrink it, I can use a rectangle and then, you know, chop off a bit of it if I wanted to, depending on the game that I'm writing. I can tint it with a color. I can scale it or shrink it based on a scale factor, a floating point value. Mm-hmm. And there's a draw string method that lives off sprite batch. So I can say, I want to use this font, and it create, you know, you tell it what font you want. Mm-hmm. It'll create what's called a sprite atlas for that font. So it'll take every letter that's in that font and draw it to an image.
Nice.
And then you don't see that image, but when you want to write hello world to the screen, it goes and knows where the H is, and it grabs the H and it plops it on the screen, and it grabs the E and plops it on the screen.
Right.
And so you can draw text on the screen very, very easily without having to write like a font manager or you know, re-implement GDI like you would in Windows or something like that. It handles all that for you.
Nice. And like, so these are just, and like you mentioned, these are just regular .NET projects, right? So if I could use I could use NuGet, I could, you know, if I wanted to bring in like some external library or something like that, like I could do that fairly easily.
Absolutely.
That's my, just like my regular dev workflow, like I could do that.
I've done some stuff like with Azure, and you can go up and grab storage SDK and plop it in there, and you know,
and it just works.
And it just works. You just use it like you would in any other .NET project.
Right. So what's like the testing workflow for like gamers? You know what I mean? Like, okay, I've done this thing, I've built it. Is testing just like playing the game?
This is where I've had this question before, and I don't have a great answer.
Okay.
the concept of like a unit test framework sort of works for back-end things.
Okay.
So you can sort of test your physics engine. Now, I'm at this position. I mean, you can mock out the method and run it and say, well, if these two numbers go in, this is the number that should go out. But how does that translate to someone playing the game?
Yeah.
There's no real great testing framework for, is the game actually behaving the way it's supposed to?
Right.
The numbers are coming in, the numbers are going out, but is it actually working? That is pressing F5 on Visual Studio or giving builds to your friends and having people test it manually and playing the game.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing if, like, to test the game, I actually have to play the game. Like, that sounds pretty fun to me.
Well, after you've been working on the game for a month and you've been listening to the stupid music in the background playing it can get a little frustrating. And that's where, again, make more friends so they can play the game and test it out.
Take your friends out for dinner. I'm like, hey, could you play my game for me, please?
Could you please play my game for an hour? Yeah.
Nice. Yep. That's awesome. So now, if I wanted to learn a little bit more, like I wanted to find documentation or even sample games that maybe I can just pull in and run, like where's some place that I could go and do
so that? So I always tell everybody, I mean, the main MonoGame website, monogame.net. Mm-hmm. From here, you can download the project itself. It's all open source, so you can fork it off GitHub and make modifications if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You can also use MonoGame straight from NuGet. So if you don't want to download it and use the installer, you can reference MonoGame in the content pipeline straight from NuGet, and it will just work.
Okay.
So you don't actually even need the client install. Where the client install is handy and useful is that's where you get all the Visual Studio templates.
Got it.
So if you're really just starting out for the first time, those templates you're probably going to want because it's going to lay out the project for you properly.
Sure. It gives you some of that initial boilerplate code that I just don't have to think about too much, and I could focus on just really writing my game.
Right, right. I mean, you could sit down and write the initialize and update and draw and all that stuff yourself, or if you use the template, just get a template with an empty version of all that stuff.
Got it.
So on here, if you click on documentation up on the top, well, there's downloads where you can download the full client and templates. They have documentation, and actually, as silly as it sounds, and to see if this link still works here. Maybe they haven't. It does still work. Go read the XNA documentation.
Okay.
It's in archive state on docs.microsoft.com right now. But because it's a one-to-one implementation of XNA, whatever, you know, what does this parameter do in Sprite Batch?
Yeah.
It's the same. It works identically.
Awesome.
So you can go and read that documentation.
Right.
So start there. That's the easiest
place
to start.
To go?
Yep.
Got it. So the last time that you're on here, before we ended the show, I asked you, what are some of your favorite games that you were playing then? And that was a couple months ago. So I'm going to ask you the same question again.
Okay.
Like, what are some of your favorite games that you're playing right now? Maybe even some games that were built with MonoGame.
The game that I've been playing recently is Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
How is that?
I've never liked an Assassin's Creed game.
Okay.
And this game has just blown my mind. I don't know. Yeah. They've changed it enough where this game is just written for me. I've got like 150 hours sunk into it, and absolutely love it in the DLC and everything else.
Nice. That's awesome.
So that has consumed most of my time in gaming recently.
Okay.
In terms of MonoGame games, actually Celeste, which was just on Xbox Live Gold, it was one of the free games. And I had already purchased it for the Nintendo Switch previously.
Yeah.
Really fun, quick-paced platformer game. Super hard, where you'll probably smash your Switch over your knee at some point. Right. But also just a really cool game with an interesting story.
Nice.
Highly recommend that one for the Mono Game game.
Cool, man. We got to make sure that we're going to put those in the show notes and make sure everybody go checks them out.
Definitely, definitely. Yep.
Cool, man. Well, hey, Brian, thank you so much again for coming on.
Thanks
man.
For having me.
I really appreciate you doing this. And thank you, everybody, for watching. This has been another episode of the On.net Show, where we learned about building games with a Mono Game. Thank you so much. You take care.